and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of December, 2007. It's the anniversary of the massacre at Wounded Knee, which took place in an army camp in South Dakota, 1891. A band of Indians who'd been fleeing through the cold were ordered into the camp. The next morning, there was a scuffle between a soldier and an Indian warrior. When soldiers began confiscating the Indians' weapons, the soldiers opened fire. 290 men, women, and children were killed. The gunfire was so haphazard that the soldiers killed more than 25 of their own men in the crossfire. It was the final battle of the Indian Wars, which had gone on for 350 years. It was on this day, 1916, James Joyce published his first novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, portraying the early years of Joyce's alter ego, Stephen Dedalus, in five sections, each in a third-person voice. It's the anniversary of a great old newspaper man, Robert Ruark, born in Wilmington, North Carolina, 1915, who wrote over 4,000 articles about his travels around the world. He said, "There was a time when I would go anywhere, use gin as a substitute for sleep, eat airline food, fight against the Mau Mau, chase elephants on horseback, slug athletes, enjoy being jailed, and wrestle with leopards, all for the love of the newspaper business." It was on this day, 1849, Edmund Sears's Christmas Carol It Came Upon a Midnight Clear was published in the Christian Register, which Sears said he hoped would promote peace on earth and goodwill toward men. It's the birthday of the man who founded Hallmark Cards, Joyce C. Hall, born in David City, Nebraska, 1891. And it's the birthday of the inventor Charles Goodyear, born in New Haven, 1800. He was the first man to vulcanize rubber. Before Goodyear, rubberized materials tended to turn gooey in heat and freeze in the cold, and the companies that made things like rubber raincoats and boots were on the verge of bankruptcy. After 6 years of experimentation, Goodyear discovered that when you mixed rubber and sulfur, it would preserve the rubber. But his invention was quickly pirated by others. He went deep in debt, fighting for his own patent rights. Goodyear died poor, though his children eventually collected the royalties. And eventually, with the rise of the automobile, a company was named in his honor, Goodyear, after the man who made the rubber tire possible. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, entitled Choosing a Dog. It's love, they say. You touch the right one, and a whole half of the universe wakes up, a new half. Some people never find that half, or they neglect it, or trade it for money or success, and it dies. The faces of big dogs tell over the years that size is a burden. You enjoy it for a while, but then maintenance gets to you. When I get old, I think I'll keep not a little dog, but a serious dog for the casual drop-in criminal. My kind of dog, unimpressed by dress or manner, just knowing what's really there by the smell. You're good dogs. Some things that they hear, they don't really want you to know. It's too grim or ethereal. And sometimes when they look in the fire, they see time going on and someone alone, but they don't say anything. Choosing a Dog, a poem by William Stafford from The Way It Is, New and Selected Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanik, and engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.